And how things going? How was practice today?
It was good, Keith. Thanks for having me on. It was great practice and good way to end our season here at the high school, and got one more practice tomorrow up in Casper.
Oh, so yeah, you'll head to Casper a little early and get up there. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we'll practice up there tomorrow.
Okay. So, you know, you guys had a really, really good regular season. You know, won the East Conference, you won the regional, had 7 regional champions. Is this about what you expected with the depth you had and the team you had returning this season?
No, I think this is what we hoped for this season, and we've had a little bit of a struggle keeping a healthy lineup throughout the year, and I think since around Christmas time last weekend was the first tournament where we've had all our starters in the lineup, and you know, we just talked to our guys about just competing hard, and I think that's what they did last weekend. Is, you know, they just fought hard for points. So
I think I counted, and I could be off a wrestler or two, but 25 wrestlers. And listen, I know it's from all the way at the top through the JV ranks and all that, that, you know, filling weights and stuff like that. But to have that many, you know, obviously a deep team. But, you know, what is the goal when you head up there? Is this a team that you think can battle, you know, obviously you battled Thunder Basin all year, but, you know, looking at the other side with Kelly Walsh and Green River, is this a team that can battle that and battle for a team title?
You know, I think we have the right guys to do it. You know, our focus isn't going to change just because the state tournament. You know, we've talked all year about just fighting hard for points and competing for each other. Just trying to do the little things right day to day. And sometimes it's just, you know, those big things are a culmination of doing all the little things right. So our focus is still going to be the same, just go score some points.
Now, you've got some guys, you know, that medaled for you last season, and they've kind of picked up where they left off this season. You know, when all said and done, how many guys do you expect to maybe, you know, have medaling on Saturday?
You know, honestly, we haven't really talked about it or thought about it too much. You know, I think we maybe have the potential for 12 or 13 guys to have a pretty good shot at medaling. You know, hoping to push some guys, you know, guys pushing through to their potential and, you know, maybe finalists and champs too.
You know, we've had Mark Branch on the show, the head coach over at Wyoming, and I've asked him, you know, and he's kind of said, we have an idea going into a tournament style like this of what we think is going to happen. Is that the case for you at this state tournament, or is it a lot more, I guess, are the waters a little more muddied and a lot more unexpected things can happen up at the state meet?
You know, I think you have an idea of what you think can happen, and every team's also got guys that they think can pick off guys ahead of them too, and that happens, you know, every year at the state tournament or national tournament at the college level. There's upsets that happen, so I guess the hope is that you're on the positive side of that upset. So,
you know, Amos Solano is a guy that has really wrestled well for you this season. You know, I know that you told me earlier that, you know, he will get, you'd like to see him have matches that maybe are a little less high scoring, but, you know, it certainly seems to me like he thrives in that style where, you know, guys are going to rack up a lot of points and you're going to see reversals and that sort of thing. You know, do you have to try to rein him in? And, you know, maybe if you do try to rein him in, are you going to run the risk of maybe, you know, taking away what makes him so good?
No, I think he's a guy, like you said, there's going to be a lot of points scored in his matches with the tougher kids. You know, he's scoring a lot of points and sometimes gives up some points. So we focused a little bit as the year's gone on about not making the big mistakes, you know, giving up one instead of two, you know, an escape instead of a reversal. And I'm just trying to be a little bit more controlled. But at the same time, I mean, we love his style because he just lets it fly. You know, he's not afraid to compete. He puts points on the board, which is what we talk about and what we preach to our guys here, is just score a lot of points when you're wrestling.
How different is wrestling the duels that you wrestle versus this kind of tournament meet style? Is it, you know, do guys have to prepare a different way for multiple matches? I'm just curious at the high school level how much different that is for you guys to prepare for.
I think it's maybe more challenging for our younger guys just to know when to start warming up, you know, and you're sitting in a duel there and watching your teammates ahead of you, and you know, everyone's got different routines, but it might be, hey, I've got to warm up 3 matches out where when you're in a tournament, I mean, it takes a little experience to know what the right time is to warm up. You know, another difference is it's real easy when your whole team's sitting on the bench to make it a team effort and support each other. So that's a little more challenging just because of the venue and not being able to have guys mat side cheering their teammates on. But I think our guys do a good job still of being up and supporting each other and getting each other ready for their next match.
I'm always curious about this because, you know, you're ultimately, it's a team sport. You want to win that team title, but wrestling is largely individual as well. It's the combining of individual talent to be for the better of the team. So how do you go into that? I mean, is it, you know, you mentioned racking up the most points you can, but it's a really weird deal because it's an individual sport, but you also want to have that team aspect too, right? How do you balance that out?
I think this season especially, and we try to every year, but I think this group of guys that we have has really bought into the team aspect. And, you know, we just talk about when things are tough, being able to, you know, sometimes it's easier to fight for someone else. So think of your teammates in those situations. Yeah, it is an individual sport in some regards because, I mean, you're out there all by yourself. But at the same time, you can't practice by yourself every day in the practice room either. So I think it's kind of a combination that's finding that balance of trying to achieve your goals as an individual, but realizing that, you know, you're just one cog in the machine too, and trying to work together with your teammates to make a team title happen.
Yeah, Thad, we know how much Gillette really dominated the state in this sport for so long. I know Green River kind of took over the team title the last couple of years, but how did that Campbell County Thunder Basin dynamic change things with wrestling on up there, do you think? I mean, I know you're on the outside kind of looking in from Cheyenne, but did you notice big changes in the whole Gillette wrestling dynamic this year?
You know, I think so, and I think it'll, you know, like you said, I'm on the outside looking in, so I don't have all the details, but, you know, it appears a lot of the kids ended up at Thunder Basin that maybe were some of the starters and placers and things from Campbell County last year. And you know, I think as the years go on and the clubs start feeding in and kids go separate directions, that those things will even out a little bit too. I think it's similar to, you know, what we have here in Cheyenne with having multiple high schools. I think that's, you know, those new high schools, like when South came on, they struggled, but, you know, they've had some successful years too, and things have evened out a little bit more.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, you think one of the big things that's got you guys wrestling so well right now is that you've got everybody back and healthy right now, or at least as healthy as they can be at this point in the season. You know, but you guys went through the conference season 6-0. Last week you got 9 guys out of, you know, 14 in the championship matches of the regional tournament. You won 7 of those. You know, what else has got you guys wrestling as well as you are right now, other than maybe just being as healthy as you can expect to be?
I think our kids are wrestling with confidence right now and trying not to overthink matches and, you know, just focusing on scoring the first point and then go from there and try to score the next point. You know, I think our guys work really hard, and I'm sure all the guys in the state work really hard, but, you know, I think our guys are confident because of how hard they work in the practice room, and I think that carries over and hopefully will carry right over to this weekend too with how they compete.
If you guys get the 12 or 13 medalists, like you say, could happen if things fell right, will the East Thunderbirds be standing on top of the podium as team champs, in your opinion?
You know, I think that would definitely help our odds, and depends, too, on where you're placing guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a few years ago, I don't remember if we had 12 or 13, and I think Gillette, then Campbell County, was 90 points up on us. We were second place, and you know, I don't mathematically know exactly where they were, but roughly mm-hmm. 90 points ahead of us. You know, they put 10 guys in the finals that year, even though we placed 12. So it you know, matters a great deal where those guys are placed into, you know, thirds instead of fourths and fifths instead of mm-hmm. sixth. Bonus points come into play. I've seen teams, you know, win the state title and basically be the difference ahead of the second place team just on pins and bonus points too.
Outstanding.
There's a lot of things that play into it.
Awesome stuff, Thad. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Safe travels up to Casper. Best of luck this weekend as well up there at the state tournament. Thank you again.